Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 688. Today we hear from Sharla, who asks,
I have a question that is kind of similar to Don's question in episode 681 the other day. That was the question on having an empty brain.
Okay.
Except my question is a little different. Sometimes I get an idea for a story, and I have the whole plot planned out in my head. After a paragraph, I have a big idea and exactly what words to use for what would happen in the next chapters. So the problem I'm having is this. It's that I have so much to write, and I type what I'm thinking, but I have too much I want to write that I'm worried that the end of my thoughts will disappear before I get to writing them. In fact, that the end of my thoughts I had for my story do disappear before I get to them. Have you had this problem? Any suggestions?
Well, this is one of the reasons that I do tend to hop around in stories a bit. I have been known to pop completely out of the story and write the end of the book before I'm anywhere near it. I always keep a running buffer of notes ahead of what I'm doing so that in case I forget or get stuck, I can scroll down and look. Frequently, just the act of writing them down will help them stick. But, yeah, it's as if it's like laying, you probably won't have done this, but it's like laying tile or doing a jigsaw puzzle, where you've got a whole bunch of pieces and you don't know how they go together, but you find different clusters of pieces that go together and you put them together and you don't know where they fit into the big puzzle yet, so you set them off to the side and you just go where your mind takes you and you put the pieces together until you start to see a shape that might emerge from putting large chunks together, and then you fit those together and write the connective tissue. There's no reason that you have to write a book in order. The whole method around cycling works because you don't have to write a book the same way the audience reads it. And if your mind is racing ahead to the end, or you have a good, complete arc for a character that springs into your mind as soon as you find the character, there's no reason not to stop, write a couple of paragraphs, get the gist of the ideas down, get any major one-liners that have sprung into your head, beautiful wording choices, get those down on paper or digital paper before you head back to wherever you were in the writing process. You should do that. You want to capture those things as they come hot off your brain, even if you don't know where they'll fit in, even if they may wind up not fitting in. My experience, and this is my process and everybody's is different, but my experience is that about 70 to 80% of the stuff that comes to me like that winds up in the story, and the last 30% winds up in a pile of notes after I write the end. And I look down and I'm like, oh, that was good, but I don't have anywhere to put it. And those I shuffle off to what I call a boneyard file. And occasionally when I'm stuck on a story elsewhere in that series or another story that has a similar vibe to it, I'll jump across and see if there's anything I can mine from the pile. Or sometimes when I'm looking for my next writing project, I'll go to the pile and see if anything presents itself to me. So that's what I'd recommend. It's a good problem to have, even though it's a little maddening. So congratulations. So your creative flow is definitely creatively flowing, and that's a fantastic thing. Thanks for writing in, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.